From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and time now for your letters. Today, comments about a modern showcasing of lost talents. Last week, we heard about an effort by PBS to stay hip by auto-tuning the likes of Fred Rogers, Julia Child, and Bob Ross. Imagine Mr. Rogers' sage wisdom sounding something like this.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
Even now, you know, 20 years later, I still listen to him, what he has to say, and it's really touching.
That's 26-year-old musician John Boswell. He got the enviable job of creating video remixes of some PBS classics, which have gone viral on YouTube. And Steve Flower of Springfield, Missouri, enjoyed the tributes. He writes this: each video brought both laughter and tears of nostalgia, remembering these three wonderful people. In a world that has gone all too angry and bitter, we need a dose of Fred, Julia, and Bob back in our psyches. Thanks to you and John Boswell for the beautiful reminder to grow ideas in the garden of my mind.
Mark Terry of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, was less impressed. Wow, he wrote, that certainly was a waste of time. He goes on, those songs sounded terrible, and really, who cares? Just because something is somewhat popular does not make it interesting or newsworthy.
But there was still lots of Mr. Rogers love out there. Christy Chandler of Trinidad, California, tells us he is her hero, and she writes this, hearing this snippet got me a little choked up, as do most Mr. Rogers moments. As a child, his words gave me a gift of belief in my importance and potential as a person that I have carried with me to this day.
Thanks for all your comments. Send them our way at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.
And this week, we also want you to write us with some questions. We want to hear your concerns about West Nile virus. Across the country, there's an outbreak of West Nile that the CDC is calling the largest in U.S. history. Over 1,000 cases have been diagnosed. 40 people have died.
Later this week, we'll answer some of your questions on the air about the virus and the current outbreak. So send them to us at npr.org, and please put West Nile virus in the subject line.